My name is Ketsiarellian, Ketsiarellian. This dictation is for Mary Beddingfield, MaryBeddingfield. And this visit was on October 27, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and the aging process. Period. The most recent kidney functions have remained stable and have actually slightly improved from a GFR of 53 to 60. BUN of 18 to 25 and a creatinine of 1.020 and a creatinine of from 1.06 to 0.98. Again, GFR from 53 to 60, creatinine from 1.06 to 0.98, and a BUN from 18 to 25, period. There is no evidence of selective or non-selective proteinuria, period. The electrolytes have remained stable, and the patient denies any urinary symptoms, period. There is mild pyuria, but as previously stated, she has no symptoms. So we will continue to monitor for now, period. She is euvolemic, and her blood pressure has remained very stable, period. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, arterial hypertension, which is very well controlled with blood pressure of 116 over 67, period. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which has remained stable on the current regimen. Continue with the statin. Next line, hypothyroidism with normal thyroid levels. Continue the same regimen. Next line, osteoarthritis, which she follows up with Dr. Alvarez. Or next line, visual disturbances. She was seen by Dr. Ramkison, R-A-M-K-I-S-S-O-N. For the visual disturbances as well as impairment of proprioception or unsteady gait, period. A CT of the brain dated 10-10-22 was conducted and revealed old completed lacunar infarcts, period. Based on the medical records received from Dr. Ramkison's office, the patient also has memory loss and forgetfulness, as well as changes in her personality and problems giving directions. Period. She also has difficulty with visual spatial function and unsteady gait, which could be a result of idiopathic polyneuropathy versus age-related versus NPH, period. The patient has an upcoming appointment with Dr. Ramkison in the next couple of weeks, and we'll set up an appointment to see the ophthalmologist or eye doctor to evaluate the visual disturbances, period. Next line, left hand middle finger trigger. We recommended a splint for the finger as well as exercises to help alleviate the stiffness period, she may follow up with Dr. Alvarez for further recommendations. Period. Next line, peripheral vascular disease with no signs of ulcers or swelling at this time. Next line, memory loss. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 6 months with laboratory workup. End.